For many sports fans, boxing has fallen off the radar screen. But a new international boxing league with teams and playoffs is trying to make the sport relevant again. The World Series of Boxing wraps up its first regular season this week. There are 12 teams competing in cities from Beijing to Paris to Los Angeles, and they feature some of the world's best amateur boxers. But they're paid and treated like professionals with the promise that they can still fight in the Olympics. NPR's Tom Goldman recently spent some time with the league's L.A. Matadors. He filed this report.
It's Hollywood, so there will be lights, camera, the Versus Network is here, and plenty of action. But before this World Series of Boxing match between the L.A. Matadors and Memphis Force, a quiet ritual, a coach taping a fighter's hands.
Talk to me, okay? If it's too tight, too loose,
okay,
you let me know, you talk to me.
All right. L.A. head coach Manny Robles does most of the talking as he wraps gauze and adhesive tape. Robles fixes his eyes on 18-year-old Joseph Diaz, who's about to fight his first match at home.
This is L.A. Mm. You don't know what pressure is till you come to L.A.
Nope.
This is your backyard.
That's right.
You ain't gonna let no man come and disrespect you in your own backyard, right?
I don't know.
Now taped and wearing bright red boxing gloves, Diaz throws a flurry of warm-up punches into a coach's padded mitts. He and his four teammates, who will also fight tonight, are amateurs, or were, before they signed with the World Series of Boxing. Now, they're really semi-pros. They'll get paid tonight. Winners get $5,000, losers $1,000. And they'll fight at the club Avalon Hollywood, in front of a packed house dotted with L.A. celebrities like Lakers owner Dr. Jerry Buss and actress comedian Jenny McCarthy. Before the first fight, referee Eddie Hernandez gathers the Matadors dressed in their Matador black trunks with gold trim.
All right, you guys are boxing in a professional venue here. I expect you to act professional. I want you to protect yourself at all times and obey my commands at all times. All right? Good luck, guys.
Good luck. Matador heavyweight David Emosri can't believe his. Sorry, forgot the boxing nickname.
David the Dreamcatcher Emosri, Long Beach, California.
David the Dreamcatcher was one of the first amateurs drafted by the Matadors. All World Series of Boxing fighters are hand-picked. Emosri's story is a classic boxer's hard luck tale. His mom died when he was 12. He drifted, found boxing, found trouble as well. He went to jail after he got into it with a cop who caught Emosri on a commuter train without a ticket. Now, as a Matador, Emosri has made about $50,000 in his first season.
Coming from not being able to have $1.50 on the train to got my own car, and you know, I'm good now. This is like not a big deal. Like, pay my bills, just getting, you know, getting my life in order.
And doing it with a new family of fighters. In the pro game, it's often a mercenary and lonely life. Not so in the WSB.
We do everything together. We run in the morning, we train together, we eat together.
Coach Manny Robles has taken on the decidedly unfearsome boxing nickname, Manny the Nanny.
I don't stay with them, but I feel like I do because they're always calling me. Hey, coach, I need this. Hey, coach, I need that.
Most needs are met. With a 3-year contract, room and board, health benefits, WSB fighters have the kind of stability that's rare in the sport. And a rare opportunity for these guys, the International Boxing Federation, which created the WSB, is letting these semi-pros retain their amateur status and compete in the Olympics. Chris Sweet Pea Pearson is a 20-year-old middleweight for the Matadors.
That was the major thing. Like, if I could get the pro experience and still be able to, you know, make the Olympic team and get a gold medal, you know, that was like a win-win for me.
Whether or not they take the Olympics by storm, the Matadors certainly are making their mark in the new league. They won the match I saw. Then Monday night this week, the Matadors clinched a spot in the first WSB playoffs. News you didn't find in the LA Times. California's biggest newspaper hasn't covered the team. Filling the Avalon Hollywood is one thing. Reaching a mass audience obviously remains a challenge. But the WSB is confident it'll grab more attention in year two. The Matadors and 11 other WSB teams will keep fighting, alone in the ring, together, everywhere else.
1, 2, 3, family!
1, 2, 3,
family!
Woo!
Familia!
Tom Goldman, NPR News.